Much of the talk early in the Indiana House's 2011 legislative session has been about controversial bills. As usual, there's been quite a bit of charged language on both sides. But there have also been a number of lighter moments during the first month of the session. As WFIU's Stan Jastrzebski reports, legislators may be taking cues from their new leader when it comes to comedy.
When he was reappointed Speaker of the House, the talk on both sides of the aisle was about Brian Bosma's commitment to bipartisanship.
Pardon the delay in the interest of bipartisanship. I was back there tasting the salsa on the Democrat side. It was quite delicious. Are there further motions to amend? Okay, I'll put a little in the kitty.
And that has frequently been the tone which has pervaded House discussions the last few weeks. Business is getting done, but lawmakers appear encouraged not to take themselves too seriously. And often the Speaker himself has played a role. Take this exchange between Bosma and Indianapolis Representative Vanessa Summers, who was testifying in favor of a bill changing the law requiring everyone to present an ID to buy alcohol.
I have a best friend of mine that is a package store owner, and every time I go to his liquor store, he hollers at me about this law. So we got to strike this law down so I don't have to hear his mouth anymore. Thank you.
How frequently are you in there to chat with him?
It's a fine line between maintaining order and allowing colorful discussion, as in this exchange between Bosma and Austin Rep. Terry Gooden, who just advocated a bill which would keep campaign workers, buzzards, as Gooden called them, away from polling places on Election Day.
If I might correct the speaker, in northern Indiana they're called vultures, but in southern Indiana we call them buzzards. So, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
We call them volunteers in central Indiana.
But it's not all fun and games, and Bosma has been chided for some of his colloquialisms. During a second day of debate on a bill allowing more charter schools in Indiana, Bosma heard a number of appeals to his rulings that some amendments were not germane to the bill, prompting this comeback after one such ruling.
Would you like to appeal again the ruling of the chair? We have all day.
That did not please Indianapolis Rep. Ed Delaney, and later elicited an apology from Bosma.
I want to speak on how we handle these. I don't think we should object to people appealing, and I don't think we should make comments like we have all day. I would ask that these motions be treated on their merits and that the chair exhibit appropriate calm in dealing with the motions.
I got home at about 12:30 last night. I was pretty wound up after 4 hours of debate. Didn't get to sleep till about 2, had to teach a class this morning for 3 hours, so I'm operating on about 4 hours sleep. So I do apologize if I've been short with any of the members during this discussion.
The speaker says he doesn't come to work knowing which jokes he will crack, but says even if he goes astray once in a while, he feels a laugh here and there helps get the job done.
I've always said I'm a frustrated stand-up comic that happens to have gone into politics. If I have nothing else, I have some decent comedic timing and hopefully some decent positive discussion timing as well.
Sometimes, though, the speaker acts on behalf of members whose speeches go awry, as when Representatives Linda Lawson and Ralph Foley called former Department of Corrections Chief Ed Buss to the floor to commend his work.
There's been a man that has been involved with Ralph Foley and I for the last couple of years.
Representative Lawson, would you like to start over again?
I know where you're all headed, and none of that is true. So,
but there's been plenty of tongue-in-cheek humor from members without any prompting from the speaker as well. Here's Bloomington Rep. Peggy Welch testifying in favor of a statewide smoking ban.
Having a smoking section of an establishment is like having a peeing section of the pool. It just doesn't work.
And when Republican Rep. Bill Davis authored a bill restricting the manure stored at confined animal feeding operations, Democrat Charlie Brown couldn't resist getting in a dig. But Davis was ready.
Representative Davis, this bill stinks to me. Are you talking about locating some of these in urban areas?
Only next door to you, Representative Brown.
And then there's the comedy many might not see coming. Valparaiso Rep. Ed Soliday exhibited such a dry wit when questioning Danville's Greg Stirwald about whether Stirwald had considered the unintended consequences of his alcohol ID law.
Have you thought about who we can hold accountable when those of us who have been married to 39-year-old women for over 20 years get carded?
I would congratulate you, first of all.
In short, you might say the House, with its sometime comedian-in-chief, will be here all month. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Stan Jastrzebski at the State House.